This is your Paragon News update for August 9th, 2021. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atha. It was announced on Saturday that Senator James Langford successfully blocked President Biden's Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office from opening a surge overflow temporary facility at the Great Plains Correctional Institution in Hinton. It would have been used to process migrants who crossed the border illegally and release them into western Oklahoma. The announcement from Langford's office came some 24 hours after the senator spoke on the Senate floor and contacted Department of Homeland Security leadership directly with his strong objection.
As recently as today, I learned that ICE is currently looking at a facility in western Oklahoma to do what they're calling a surge overflow temporary facility. That surge overflow temporary facility, they're looking to open in western Oklahoma to move people from the border, process them in western Oklahoma, and then release them from western Oklahoma. It is not an unfair question for me to ask, what is this facility? What is its purpose? And will individuals that are not legally present in the country be released in western Oklahoma?
Langford went on to say similar practices of moving migrants to facilities in Arizona have taken place. DHS announced they would not transfer people illegally crossing into the United States to Hinton for release. U.S. Customs and Border Protection released the preliminary border crossing numbers for the month of July, which included a 20-year high total encounters of over 210,000. Additionally, the June update revealed that 95,079 unaccompanied children were found at the border this fiscal year. Langford recently released his report that found $2 billion in wasted taxpayer money to pay construction workers for the now halted border wall, contracts to babysit the steel on the ground while the administration studies the wall, which was originally set as a 60-day study but is now past 200 days. Two men have died after a four-vehicle crash Sunday night west of Pampa, Texas, in the eastern part of the Texas Panhandle. According to the Texas Department of Public Safety, at around 5 p.m., a 2009 Chevrolet Avalanche and three Harley-Davidson motorcycles were traveling on opposite sides of State Highway 152, 2 miles west of Pampa. DPS says the Chevrolet was eastbound on 152 when it crossed over the center stripe onto the wrong side of the road, hitting all three westbound motorcycles. 59-year-old Kevin Anderson of Stinnett, Texas, was pronounced dead at the scene. 48-year-old Greg Roden of Fritch, Texas, was taken to a local hospital where he later died from his injuries. The driver and passenger of the third motorcycle were both taken to a local hospital with serious injuries, both last listed to be in critical condition. The driver of the Chevy was also hospitalized with serious injuries. According to the DPS report, no motorcycle driver or passenger involved was wearing a helmet at the time of the incident. The crash is still under investigation. It was announced recently that this year, 50 different entities will be considered for aerospace and aviation education program grants, totaling more than $365,000 from the Oklahoma Aeronautics Commission. Of the 50 entities that consist of, among other things, schools, libraries, and museums, one Western Oklahoma facility will be considered to receive grant money. Officials say the Stafford Air and Space Museum in Weatherford could receive up to $20,000 of grant funding. The record amount of funding will be used to bring more students in Oklahoma to STEM careers, particularly those in aerospace and aviation. Grants will be awarded for targeted learning programs that have a direct application to aerospace and aviation for primary through post-secondary education. The grant funds are part of the agency's initiative to give more Oklahoma young people access to STEM careers in the aerospace and aviation industry. The commission's program has been recognized twice by the National Association of State Aviation Officials, enjoying a positive reputation for investing millions in aerospace and aviation education programs statewide. Since fiscal year 2001, the program has awarded over $4.1 million in aerospace and aviation education grants. The commission will consider the approval of these upcoming grants on Wednesday. Recapping our top story, Langford stops Biden from releasing migrants in western Oklahoma. Once again, your Paragon News update for August 9th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atha.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20, 30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. And I know people that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. 30 minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.